Welcome to the Friday Coffee Club, a look at news stories and events in our region with Janice Puska.
Good morning. It's great to have you with us. Well, one of the exciting events around this time of the year is the Rotary Club's Bay Dip Challenge. Now, the third annual event is getting set to take the plunge tomorrow at the Kapuskasing River Bay starting at noon. You are invited down there to watch it. An unlimited amount of spectators are welcome to go down there. Just bring along a mask and respect physical distancing. Looks like the weather is going to be okay as well. We had a chance to spend some time with Robin Basseri. She is a member of the Kapuskasing Rotary Club, to give us some do's and don'ts if you're planning on attending tomorrow and a little bit more inside information about this very unique event.
We are more excited than we've ever been any year. The first year we were nervous. The second year we had a lot of restrictions, so we were also still nervous. But this year is just amazing. We have the weather on our side. We have 40 jumpers who are working hard at raising money for their charities. And they're picking out their costumes and they're getting ready. And we're going to be able to have a nice sized crowd at the event, which we're super excited about.
So talk a little bit about some do's and don'ts maybe for the public as they do come out on Saturday.
Yeah, definitely do come out and just be respectful of everyone. We talked to the public health unit and they said to be mindful of wearing masks or bundling up, just keeping your distance at all possible. We still have this remnants of pandemic going, so we definitely want to still be aware of that and respect everybody's space while we're there. But definitely do come out. Definitely enjoy this community event. And if you're still not comfortable coming out, it's totally fine. You can watch our live feed being broadcast on Facebook. It's a very high-quality professional feed. And we have at 12 p.m. on Saturday, starting with the Friendship Center's opening ceremony, and we're going to get right in with the jump.
Now, what are you thinking about? About every 15 minutes or so, there'll be a different jumper or something like that?
So last year, we had a lot of dead time in between jumpers. We had the jumpers spaced out every 10 minutes. We have four change rooms this year to be able to let us speed the process up to avoid that extra dead time on the air. So it's going to be every 5 minutes, there's going to be another jumper. For those jumping in pairs, like friends that are jumping, for example, the same charity, they're going to be introduced at the same time, and they're as well only going to have 5 minutes. So it's going to go a lot faster online and in person. So we're hoping to wrap things up just after 3 p.m.
Talk a little bit about fundraising. Do we have any idea where the numbers are yet, and are we expecting another big total again this year?
Well, yes, we are. Every year we expect the winner to have raised between $1,000 and $2,000. And the first year it was like $6,000. Last year it was like $4,000. And the totals always ending up around the $20,000 range. So we're always floored at how much this raises. But again, we're trying to be conservative as we are every year and hoping we just get the representation of all the different charities being able to raise something.
We appreciate Robin Basseri joining us on our program. If you'd like to find out more about this very unique event, head over to the Rotary Club's Facebook page. There's a complete list of participants and when they'll be hitting the water tomorrow. So if you're looking for someone in particular, supporting that particular person, that'll be the best place to go for all of that. I'm looking forward to being out there tomorrow. The Friday Coffee Club, to learn more about this program, even to listen to past episodes, make sure you head over to our website, mykapuskasingnow.com, under the On Air tab, and we've got all the past shows there for you to listen to at your leisure. We'll see you next week.